Nick Riewoldt, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. A massive weekend of racing starting tonight with the Manicato and tomorrow's Cox Plate. So we've got one of the best trainers in Australia on the line, Kieran Maher.
The spring racing carnival is in full swing as tomorrow it's Cox Plate Day.
They are set for the Ladbrokes Cox Plate and they're racing.
Here to preview the big race, please welcome a legendary trainer with over 1,300 wins and winner of last year's Cox Plate, Kieran Maher.
Oh, no doubt about that, Rui. Just sit back there. This is the greatest trainer in the world. Don't worry about Aidan O'Brien and the Cummings and Wallers and all that. You wouldn't know it by looking at this bloke, but he is the greatest trainer in the world. Kieran Maher, welcome to the Rush Hour.
That's certainly some intro. Thanks, Billy.
Oh, mate.
Better than most get.
Bad news for tomorrow. Of course, the Cox Plate there. Your runner, Gold Trip, has been scratched, mate. You wouldn't be happy with that, I wouldn't have thought.
No, not happy at all. Ollie was wrapped with his work at the Valley on Saturday, and I've deemed him unfit to race, which is very disappointing. Certainly my bets and myself, having been out and watched the horse near every day since he arrived, I'm certainly very comfortable. So very disappointing and frustrating for the owners.
For the owners and for the trainers, I reckon. Now, it's interesting. Oh, look, tonight you've got 13 runners. Tomorrow, well, you only have two now, mate. So let's have a quick look at the Valley tonight. And not a bad little meet. It's not the greatest Manicato Stakes in the world, but your chance there because the Geelong horse, Sneaky Five, that's got to be a chance, mate.
Yeah, definitely. Nigel Mitho's horse, she hasn't done much. She hasn't done anything wrong, actually. She hit the ground running and won at the Valley, then snuck her up to Sydney and won a $1 million race. And she had about 12 months off and come back with a win. So you can't knock winning form, as they say.
Exactly right. Do you know how many you got going around on the weekend? Because there's 15 horses just in Melbourne. How many? Do you know, you got a big whiteboard in the yards there or whatever, in the boxes. And do you know how many's running around for the weekend?
It's all computerised these days. We've got one in Sydney as well, Mayfair Spirit, and a couple in the bush as well. So, yeah, we've got a big weekend, that's for sure.
I'm not a massive punter, Kieran, but just looking for something with a little bit of value. What can you give us and our faithful listeners?
Well, the sneaky five, I thought, just for the weight, winner around the Valley, I think she's got a great chance, I think. And there's a little bit of value there as well. So, but I think we can kick off the night at the Valley with a win. We've got Marine One in there. So hopefully we can build a bit of a bank before we get to the Manicato.
Oh, Fake Love in the first. And interesting.
No, we've got Fake Love and Marine One. I think Marine One might edge out Fake Love.
Interesting name, Fake Love. Now, you used to be a jockey, of course. What happened there? Just got a bit big, mate. That does happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was going to say, Billy, you're a brave man going down this. We're all athletes once upon a time.
Oh, but you've done well, mate. Do you get a chance to sit back and oh, you have a couple of frothies now and then, but do you get any time off or a break? Because you always seem to be working and you get up at stupid bloody hours.
Yeah, stupid o'clock, I call it. Yeah. No, I'm not one to sort of reflect too much. I'm always looking at ways to do things better and get that edge. And yeah, really proud of the team and what we've been able to do and taking some risks business wise. Yep. And it's paid off and yeah, really proud and thankful. But yeah, we've certainly had a good season start Hopefully we're in for a nice spring.
Yeah, and you got good stables. So you got very good stables in Ballarat, they tell me. And then, of course, at Caulfield and Sydney. So how many people do you employ?
I've got about 150, actually.
It's a good check every couple of weeks.
Yes. Yeah, the wage bill keeps creeping up. But as long as the winners keep creeping up, it's okay.
So do your bills if you own a horse with them. Don't worry, they keep coming. How's that little Fast Shanty Star Witness cult going out there that you might have?
The Fast Shanty, yeah, he's going quite well. The bred by Juki there at Ballarat. He's He's a big, strong horse. He's a bit of a lad, but we don't mind that. We just need to direct his energy in the right direction.
Well, that'd be hard, I reckon, if he just wants to bounce around and do what happens. It's a bit tough.
Well, it'd be a bit like being a footy coach. You've got a heap of young blokes with plenty of testosterone. You've sort of got to channel their energy the right way.
Speaking of that, how are all the jockeys going that got suspended? Does anyone keep in touch with them? And does the body, the overriding body, do they keep an eye on them? Because, you know, that's their livelihood. And, mate, they've been ruled out for a long time. Do you talk to anyone?
I don't really agree with what happened to them. I do talk to quite a few of them, and they write a bit of work for me, and we have a bit of banter. I'd say the bodies will look back on their decision in a year or two and probably regret it. But it's a shame, really.
Yeah, it really got, is.
You know what Jamie Carr has done.
Oh.
Especially like over the past 12 months, broken all records and to rule her out for the spring, I think was more than harsh. But I do keep in touch with
her. Good. Righto, so tonight at the Valley, we've got Marine One in the first. Is a chance out there. Thought of that, it'd have to be a chance in the second. And then in the big race, the Manicato, we're having a look at Sneaky Five there. Anything else you can give us? Any push us in? We bet responsibly, and we do all that, of course, Kieran. Anything else tomorrow?
We've got a few in tonight. We've got four actually in the Manicato. I'd say Easy Single and the Gouch are not without a decent chance tonight as well.
Oh, geez, you'll be on the piss tonight.
No, I'll be hard at work at the Valley.
Hey, good on you, mate. Thanks for your time and good luck.
No worries. Thanks very much.
See you, Kieran.
It's the Rush Hour with Rui and Billy on Triple M.